Welcome back to the Marion County PM Sports Page on KNIA KRLS. We're talking Pella Christian girls tennis right now as we've got a trio of seniors joining us here on the program. Aubrey Else, Megan Van Coten, and Kayla DeBrine. And girls, wanted to talk to you just a little bit about the season. I know it's still very young at this point. There hasn't been a ton of competition in just yet, but already some good success so far. And I think a great place to start is just looking back to last night, taking on Grinnell, a team that's been traditionally good in the past. And though you were able to come away with a 10-1 final score, this team pushed you. It was not easy by any means. And so, Aubrey, I'll go ahead and start with you. What do you think you learned about this team from last night and what you've seen so far this season?
I think our overall top six varsity are very strong, and I think even in our doubles we're strong. And even though Grinnell was a good team and they did push us, I think that we had the will to win, and I think that we really pushed through that well.
Yeah, Megan, you three as seniors are the top three, you know, in terms of number one, number two, and number three singles play. As we look at just some of the things that you were able to do last night, what were some of the highlights for you?
Probably winning the doubles match in a tiebreaker on a volley, which was really good because I'd been struggling with backhand volleys a little bit, and then I won on a backhand volley, so that was pretty good. But also just pushing through and winning, even though we were in a tough tiebreaker, and that was pretty good.
Kayla, Grinnell is not an easy team to beat. I mentioned that the score looked nice being 10-1, but like we said, each one of those matches was hard. So that's got to be an important step for this team, I would think, going forward.
Yeah, it was. Yeah, they pushed us and they made us work hard, but I think we were confident and, yeah, we pushed through.
I mentioned that all three of you were seniors, had a very successful campaign last year, made it to state, made some noise there, were conference champions. What's been different this year from last year when you were juniors?
I think we're a lot more mature this season, and we know our shots and we know our strengths, so we can play better knowing that we can hit those shots and we're not nervous to try different things.
And Aubrey, you can add to that, or also I would throw in there too, what's been different with working with some new younger players now that you're the senior leaders?
I think our younger players have really stepped up, especially the sophomores. We've got some good sophomores on our varsity team. And I think even though we did lose a couple seniors, that we still have a lot of depth.
If you're just tuning into the Marion County PM Sports Page, we're talking with Aubrey Else, Megan Van Coten, and Kayla DeBrine here on the Marion County PM Sports Page. And again, just kind of talking about some of the things that you're looking forward to for the season. I assume that the goals are set just as high for accomplishments this go around. How do you go about accomplishing those things, Aubrey?
I think, first of all, it's our teamwork. And I think as a team, we're overall really close. And we have a lot of fun, and it's not just all hard work. But I think that's something that needs to happen, is a lot of team bonding. And I think if we keep going with that and improve it, I think, along with our tennis skills, that our goals can be met.
Kayla, build on that a little bit, the team building, the things. What are the things that happen on a day-to-day basis, whether they be in practice or prior to meets, that help make this team a stronger, more cohesive unit?
We play lots of games during practices, and I think one strong thing is that we pray before and after the tennis meets. And, yeah, we just get along well.
Megan, also, how about working with your coach, with Faith Bliss? This is her second year now, so I think she's probably a little bit more ingrained in the program as far as a full-time coach. What's she been like to work with?
She's a lot of fun. She can be pretty wacky sometimes, but she makes us work hard, and she gives us stuff to work on, and that's really helpful. It's been good.
Wanted to talk a little bit about doubles play. I know that's been a point of emphasis to try to get a little bit stronger at, and it seems like that's an area that, especially starting last night, was an area of improvement. So a couple of you are teammates in doubles, are you not? So, yeah, let's go ahead and start with that partnership first. Aubrey, talk about working with Kayla.
I love working with Kayla, actually. Last night, our coach told us that we played gorgeously together, so I think that was good. And it was really fun. Like, there's no pressure, and winning just adds to that.
See, Kayla, that works out nice. She's right beside you, so she has to say nice things about you. On the same side, though, what's it been like working as Aubrey as a team?
She's been good. For the past 3 years, I've had the same person, so this is a little bit of a change. But I think we work well together, and we've figured out what we're good at and stuff. And so, yeah, that's been really nice.
And Megan, this doesn't single you out. Your partner is Paige Ingbers, and I think doubles play is an area where she really seems to thrive. Talk about having Paige out there as a teammate.
It's really, really fun because she smiles and makes jokes all the time. But she's a very good doubles player, and we play a lot of the same game. We're both net players, so it works out really well because our goal is to get to the net and make them try to hit winners and lobs over us. But a lot of our competition so far, besides last night, couldn't do that. So it's been really nice since we finished really fast, and we just play really well together.
Again, right now, if you're just tuning in, Kayla DeBrine, Megan Van Coten, and Aubrey Else joining us here on the Marion County PM Sports page. Just wanted to take a little bit of time and get to know a little bit of you girls from some of the things you do away from the tennis courts. I know you're all active in different things, whether they be school activities or stuff in your own personal lives. And so, Kayla, when you're not out playing tennis, what are some of the things that keep you busy and keep you tied up?
Well, I am involved with some church activities like youth group and stuff, and I also like to babysit a lot. So I'm not as involved, I guess, as past years, but it's been good. Easy senior year.
Easy senior years are sometimes kind of nice. Megan, how about you? What are some of the other things that you've done this year?
We just finished up solo and ensemble for music, and that was a long haul because we had so many practices. But I'm also in flag corps. I'm one of the leaders, so we had to create the flag routine recently, and that was pretty stressful because it didn't work out for a while, but now it does. Band and choir are awesome, so yeah.
Creating a flag routine, how do you put that together? I've always wondered where those came from.
Well, we know some of the moves from like grade school and how we've done it before, so if you just come up with new moves and try to fit them into the music, because overall it has to fit with the character of the band piece that they're playing. So sometimes that's hard because some of the cooler moves that we want to do don't necessarily fit in. So then you have to work out all the counts and then get it all to work out. But it finally did, so we're happy.
Aubrey, how about for you? What are some of the other things that fill in the gaps in your time, if there are any gaps?
Actually, this year hasn't been too bad other than like college decisions and everything. That's been kind of stressful. But actually, my family just adopted a little boy from Ethiopia, and he just turned one, and he's adorable. And so he comes to tennis meets, and he's kind of loud, but I play with him a lot, and my sister, who's six. Other than that, I'm in choir and chamber choir, so got to get up early in the morning and come to practice at 7:05 and stuff like that. So other than that, not too much.
That's plenty of stuff, though. And that's a great point. With you being seniors, you've got a lot of things that you're now probably looking forward to ahead of and beyond high school. Graduation's coming up. I'm sure you're very excited about that. For each of you, I'll just kind of go through, what are the plans for post-graduation? What do you do next after leaving Pella Christian?
Well, I'm planning to go to Dort College, and I'm not quite sure what I'm going to go into, but I'll think about it during the summer and hopefully take a few classes that'll help me figure out what I want to do.
Megan, for you, what lies ahead?
I'm planning on going to Calvin College in Grand Rapids, Michigan, and I plan on majoring in international development and minor in missions, and then who knows where it will go from there.
That's what makes it exciting. And Aubrey, you just said that it was kind of stressful to make some of those next plans. Have you come away with an answer yet, or are you still working on some of those things?
I did. I made a decision, and I'm going to Northwestern College in St. Paul, Minnesota. Hopefully major in English, and I'm not sure what I'm going to minor in. But, yeah, I can go from there.
All right, we'll go ahead and wrap things up. We'll come back to tennis. You've still got quite a bit left to go. Are there still some things up ahead on your schedule that you are looking forward to? And I'll ask you all the same question, but Kayla, I'll start back with you again.
Yeah, I'm just looking forward to the teamwork that we get to do and just playing. And, you know, we're seniors, so we get to make the most of it. And, yeah, hopefully getting far.
Megan, is there a certain opponent that still lies on the schedule that you're looking forward to or excited about playing?
I'm excited to play Pella, but I don't know how that will go because they lost a lot of seniors, I think. And I'm excited for the Pella tournament because we're getting back from our class trip that day, and we're going to be really tired, so it should be pretty humorous because generally things are pretty funny when you're tired, so that should be fun.
And Aubrey, for you, take us home. What are you looking forward to that's still left yet this season?
Like Megan said, playing Pella, I think, should be good. Just kind of see where they're at. Also, just more of our team bonding, making more memories, and kind of, I guess, looking forward to the end of the season, but not really, just because it's sad, because we're all seniors, and it's our last time to play together.
All right, well, I hope you get to enjoy the time that you do still have left together. Keep up the good work. It's been a lot of success so far, and I'm sure that's been fun. And thanks again for your time. I really appreciate it. Thank you.
Thank you.
Once again, Pella Christian girls tennis players Aubrey Else, Megan Van Coten, and Kayla DeBrine. Stay tuned. We've got more of the Marion County PM Sports page next on KNIA KRLS.